This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster My Podcast.
And these are orcs.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Classic orc.
Classic as classic can be. Also,
are we almost out of these?
Kind of like, boring.
Can we be done?
Can we be done with like with warlike demi-humans? I don't know.
I'm going to look through the rest of the book and see how close the end is with those things, because I'm pretty sick of them.
Yeah. Like,
it's they're iconic, you know, but it's hard to grant them even the same grace that I grant goblins.
Right. I think that really the first one of these was just the summary of the idea, because like most of what you get in this is like descriptions of their formations and stuff.
Yeah.
Like the kind of things that we just kind of gloss over. I admit I didn't really read this entry very carefully for any nuggets that might be put in with, you know, for every three there is an advisor and a vizier.
You scan for numbers, and paragraphs that have a lot of numbers you can skip.
Yeah.
Like almost exclusively.
Yes. Shamans and witch doctors gain an extra 1d4 hit points for each level above first, and fight as a monster of one hit die for every two levels, round fractions up.
So they might have, you know, a couple spells.
Right.
So what we have to look forward to as far as potentially, we're almost done.
Okay.
With those. We have the troglodytes.
Okay.
And trolls coming up.
Yeah.
And like trolls have a little bit of extra.
They've got the regen stuff, right?
Yeah. But they're still pretty bland.
Yeah.
But we're almost done with that. And then we can realize that in the future, we plan around those.
Yes.
It only took us the year to figure it out. But
yeah.
Because there's nothing interesting about them. Like they can be, even in fiction, they just kind of fill in the cracks.
Right.
You know, like it's not like Lord of the Rings is necessarily cool. Like they're just a horde.
Right.
They could be a horde of like people. It could be a horde of anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any just kind of like strong monster.
Yeah. Orcs have a reputation for cruelty that is deserved, but humans are just as capable of evil as orcs.
Yes, well, thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, equivocate and roll like. Yeah. Nobody, I mean, if that's like what you're going to try to get across in your adventure, like more power to you, I guess.
Right.
But it's just, you have too many options to do that.
Yeah, I would not immediately, if I was trying to make a point about humanity, I would not go into an orc. I would not.
No.
I would not lean on that, because I think that just for so long, they have been used as, I mean, no, what's cannon fodder, but for swords.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and there's a couple like little bits in here of trying to make them seem cooler. Like there are Orogs, which are just the strong one, which is not that cool. They talk about half-orcs a bit, which like that's a player class, you know, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, and they're just kind of like, end up being ugly people or kind of clever orcs.
Right.
And we just did this with ogres.
We did.
Like, we just had that exact same dynamic. Book.
Yeah. So, I don't know what they would have lost by just having, like, one big demi-human entry with small subheaders. Like, make it a long entry, you know?
Yeah.
They really should have been thinking about podcasts when they wrote this.
Alternatively, I don't know what they would have lost by just having one big demi-human. As opposed to...
You know, like, a couple stories tall?
Yeah. Again, that's just, there's just the orc.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you know, you walk around, you know, Faerun, every once in a while you run into the orc.
Ooh.
And it's just like a giant, like the end of the VR missions or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Metal Gear, like the giant genome soldier.
Yeah.
Into it.
It'd still find a way to fuck it up.
Yeah, I know. It would still be boring. It'd still be like, for every one, you know, every 10d10 inches of the orc, it possibly has two more hit points.
Yes.
And stuff. I don't, yeah, orcs blow.
Roll to determine whether it carries a pike or a spear.
Like, we got both kinds. Country and Western.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.